This is Ozarks at Large. Battling cancer can be an exhausting and difficult journey. To help brighten patients' day, a local teenager is offering free makeovers next week. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
16-year-old Molly Townsend is a go-getter. In addition to being a junior at Bentonville High School, she is a sophomore at Northwest Arkansas Community College, where she takes classes at night. Her goal is to earn her associate's degree and then transfer to the University of Arkansas to study biology. From there, she wants to go to med school to become an oncologist.
I've kind of just been raised around cancer. My mom's had cancer 3 times, so my aunt, Melanie, she died of colon cancer, so I mean, I've just been raised around it, and I just want to give back and help people.
Specifically, Molly wants to help children with cancer as a pediatric oncologist.
People say that's really hard for them and that they couldn't do it, but I don't see it that way. I think if you can help somebody, you're winning no matter what.
While med school may be a few years away, Molly's getting her start in the field by interning twice a week at Highlands Oncology Group in Rogers. Her internship is made possible through Bentonville Public Schools' Ignite Professional Studies Program, which collaborates with regional businesses and nonprofits to provide students with relevant learning experiences. As part of her internship, Molly is providing free makeovers to cancer patients at an event she's calling Makeup is My Wig. The event's title comes from a slogan by YouTube star Talia Castellano, who inspired Molly. Talia created makeup tutorials and described her battle with 2 forms of cancer in videos. She passed away in 2013 at the age of 13.
And we're just kind of doing this to make cancer patients feel beautiful in their own skin. And I like makeup, as you can tell. I wear a lot, but I just kind of want to make them feel beautiful and that they don't have to go into treatment, because a lot of times they feel, you know, ugly when they're going into treatment, and that's the message I get from a lot of people who have signed up for the event. So we're just doing that, and I have sponsorships for donating makeup and like disposable things, because we want to be hygienic, and so we're just kind of doing that to make them feel pretty.
Molly says she started using makeup in 5th grade.
It was really bad at first. Like, no one's perfect at first, but I remember the very first thing I would wear was BB cream and mascara, and yikes, that was bad. And I would get like 4 shades darker than my skin tone, so I've just kind of learned, self-taught.
With her now refined skills, Molly is ready to pamper cancer patients along with help from her sister and best friend. She's created a website where people can sign up for 30-minute sessions, and she's already receiving positive feedback.
Well, there's this one that like almost made me cry. It was so nice. So she was like, "You are a gift from God," and I don't know. It just feels good whenever people can say that about you.
In preparation for the event, Molly is seeking donations of makeup samples she can place in gift bags for participants. Although this is the first time for the project, Molly says she plans to leave the website up so patients can register for more makeovers in the future if they like.
I'm excited. Really excited. This is going to be so fun.
Makeup is My Wig will take place from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. March 23rd at Highlands Oncology, which is located at 808 South 52nd Street in Rogers. You can register by calling 936-9900 or by booking online at Molly's website. We'll put a link to that on our website, ozarksatlarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.